Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Revelation chapter 21, verses 19 through 27. The Reverend Charles Henriksen is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Revelation, the 21st chapter. Then came one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues, and spoke to me, saying, "Come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb." And he carried me away in the Spirit to a great high mountain, and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, its radiance like a most rare jewel, like a jasper, clear as crystal. It had a great high wall with 12 gates, and at the gates, 12 angels, and on the gates, the names of the 12 tribes of the sons of Israel were inscribed. On the east, 3 gates, on the north, 3 gates, on the south, 3 gates, and on the west, 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And the one who spoke with me had a measuring rod of gold to measure the city and its gates and walls. The city lies 4 square, its length the same as its width. And he measured the city with his rod, 12,000 stadia. Its length and width and height are equal. He also measured its wall, 144 cubits by human measurement, which is also an angel's measurement. The wall was built of jasper, while the city was pure gold, like clear glass. The foundations of the wall of the city were adorned with every kind of jewel. The first was jasper, the second sapphire, the third agate, the fourth emerald, the fifth onyx, the sixth carnelian, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysoprase, the 11th jacinth, the 12th amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls, each of the gates made of a single pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, transparent as glass. And I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God the Almighty and the Lamb. And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and its lamp is the Lamb. By its light will the nations walk, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it. And its gates will never be shut by day, and there will be no night there. They will bring into it the glory and the honor of the nations, but nothing unclean will ever enter it, nor anyone who does what is detestable or false, but only those who are written in the Lamb's book of life. O Lord, have mercy on us. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear Christian friends, today we get a glimpse of the holy city, Jerusalem. And even though we're not there yet, we just by knowing that we will be there, it lifts our spirits in midst of all the tribulations that we face in this world, because we have a heavenly hope to hold on to. We see the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. The direction is from God to us. We cannot rise up to God. He must come down to us. The holy city comes down and it is glorious, radiant as a jewel, full of color and light, beautiful gems, precious stones. In the Old Testament, the high priest wore such stones on his robes. In the New Jerusalem, the whole city will be adorned with gems. The high priest wore shoulder pieces set with stones engraved with the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. In the New Jerusalem, the 12 gates of the wall will be inscribed with the names of those tribes. In other words, all the faithful from God's Old Testament church will be dwelling in the presence of the Lord. 12 gates, 12 foundations, 12 sons of Israel, 12 apostles of the Lamb. Old Testament church, New Testament church, all present and accounted for. Christ's apostles are foundational for the church. They were the first ones to preach the saving gospel, and they laid it down for us in the pages of the New Testament. The wall has 12 gates and 12 foundations. But why a wall? In the ancient Near East, a walled city provided protection from enemies. In the New Jerusalem, there will be no more enemies to attack. And that's the point. A wall means safety and security, and there will be no place any safer or more secure than this holy city, protected by the might of God Himself. The New Jerusalem will be radiant as a jewel with gates of pearl and streets of gold. But this is no gleaming ghost town devoid of life. No, this city will be teeming with life. It will be full of joy, filled with people and God and nature, all together living in harmony. But we first see here in Revelation 21 are the wall, the gates, and the foundations, beautiful and glorious in strength. Now notice what we do not see, the things that are not present in this holy city. Surprisingly, there is no temple here. No longer will there need to be a specifically designated, set apart, located place where God is present for His people, because in the New Jerusalem, the whole city will be like that. There will not be any part that is not the dwelling place of God with man. Everywhere you turn, God will be there, present to bless. The only temple is the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb. God will be directly present with man because there will be no intermediate place needed anymore. Can you imagine how wonderful this will be? We're told enough here to know that it will be far better than anything else that we've ever experienced. All our brothers and sisters in the faith, the whole church of all times and all places, together in one place for all eternity. And even more, we will be with God in perfect fellowship, our hearts no longer burdened with the old sinful nature, and we will see our Savior, Jesus, the Lamb who was slain, now risen and exalted. We will see His face. We will hear His voice. No temple there. What else will not be there? Night. No night means no danger, no threat of break-ins, no need to lock your doors or close the gates. A city that never sleeps, yet is never tired. A city full of light, where we will see everything clearly. No temple, no night. And one other thing that will not be present, that will not be allowed in, there will be nothing unclean. And this should give us pause. Nothing unclean. Hey, I might be in trouble. I've got an unclean heart full of unclean thoughts. I've got unclean hands. I've done things that I ought not to have done. I have spoken unkind words, thoughtless words, hurtful words. Woe is me, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell among a people of unclean lips. Who will rescue me that I may enter the holy city? But now here is the good news. Those who can enter are those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And that's us. Our names are written there. For Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, has cleansed us from our sins, and He has put our names in His book. His book is signed in blood, the blood of the Lamb by which we are cleansed. The basis for our hope is in the forgiveness of sins. Christ's death on the cross and His resurrection from the dead, this is what you have working for you. This is how your name got into the Lamb's Book of Life. And your name was written there on the day you were baptized. You've got a spot waiting for you, a reservation waiting for you in the holy city. Jesus knows you by name. He has put your name into His Book of Life. And this will be your admission through the pearly gates into the holy city, the new Jerusalem. Brothers and sisters, this holy city, the new Jerusalem, will be resplendent, brilliant, glorious, brilliant and bright, full of life and light. The gates are open. Your name is in the book, and your Lord will bring you there. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the Reverend David and Jenny Preuss, who serve the Lord in the Dominican Republic. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.